Hi, I'm Carrie Cassidy, and a few months ago I had the good fortune to interview Dr. Leonard Horowitz. He's a well-known author and an expert on emerging diseases. He wrote a book that's, I think, most widely known, Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola. And recently he talked to me for a short while about water and about the whole live H2O effort, and also about the health field and a myriad of other topics in a very short span of time. And I think that you will enjoy hearing from him here.
Yeah, hi, my name is Dr. Leonard Horowitz, and I have produced about 16 books. I have 3 national bestsellers, and I deal with subjects that are the worst of the worst news on the planet and also the best of the best news. So if you really want to find out the sad reality regarding the genocide that's ongoing under the guise of public health and national security, the military, medical, petrochemical, pharmaceutical cartel, and the industrialists that actually make money off of humanity's suffering and control minds as well as populations, as well as population reduction. The works that I've published include Death in the Air, Globalism, Terrorism, and Toxic Warfare that came out 3 months before September 11th. The book Emerging Viruses, AIDS and Ebola, Nature, Accident, or Intentional, that Reverend Jeremiah Wright mentioned on national television in the heat of the Barack Obama campaign concerning the origin of AIDS and the Anglo-American thesis on how this is a genocidal weapon. It's the documentations that I published and literally U.S. government documents, contracts in that book that enabled him and empowered him to make those claims. So I've done a number of works in the field of public health, overlapping national security, Central Intelligence Agency, British Secret Service, and currently, if you go to www.fluscam.com, you'll see that I've uncovered the underlying truth concerning the current flu pandemic and its implications in indicting Baxter Corporation, as well as the company named Novavax, who in collaboration with British officials at the UK as well as World Health Organization's think tanks concerning viruses and vaccines for influenza, Dr. Robertson, etc. These people are implicated in actually creating, loosing the current flu that's circulating. So that's the bad news. The great news is that I'm here in Laguna Beach today to honor Dr. Masaru Emoto, who's a friend and a colleague who is my hero and a lot of people's hero for creating this whole understanding of water. Live H2O, Concert for the Living Water, is about celebrating all the knowledge, the truths that have been suppressed about water and water science that literally have the capacity to free humanity completely from all the urgencies, including the petrochemical pollution, the degradation of the environment. We can turn to hydrogen and hydrogen from water for hydrogen fuel to run automobiles. We can turn to a product called OxySilver or silver hydrosols in general for literally presenting a nanoparticle-sized silver bonded to water that's less than 5 parts per million that can eliminate all infectious diseases from planet Earth and restore some semblance of sanity to what is currently the medical hypocrisy of intoxicating humanity with foreign RNA and DNA from bacteria, viruses, fungus, yeast, chicken embryo, bovine fetal serum, monkey kidney tissues, and these things called vaccinations. Antibiotics. We can completely do away with antibiotics. It's interesting that we're conducting war against everything. War, antibiosis, antibiology, war against AIDS, war against cancer, war against all of these things. Well, gee whiz, why don't we do something proactively, preventatively, and positively, probiotically? And we can do that with the understanding that we're advancing in water and water science. So it turns out that all of the greatest truths, including what your DNA actually does that's based on water, is about to be revealed with the Concert for the Living Water. And so my work also deals with the best of the best news and solving the planet's worst problems. And it's an honor and a privilege for me to join you today.
Okay, that's a great introduction. Very very comprehensive. What do you think about how the global powers that be are going to deal with your solutions.
Well, the powers that be are obviously not supportive to coming out with the truths that can emancipate humanity completely. So there have been a lot of suppression. The mainstream mass mind control enslaving media is essentially largely to blame, because we're supposed to have freedom of the press, and now we have corporate controlled, multinational corporate controlled media. And we're supposed to have, in fact, in the United States, a balance of powers that is largely based on freedom of the press. But unfortunately, Associated Press and a couple other news services provide virtually 98% of the news. And if they don't want to cover something, such as what the drug industrialists and the petrochemical polluters don't want to have revealed, such as alternatives, green technologies, well, it gets suppressed. So it's not likely that we're going to receive a lot of support from that domain. What the great news is that it's a grassroots initiative, that there's a decentralization of power that's happened with Live H2O, Concert for the Living Water. We have over 70 venues internationally, and it's still growing daily. And so all of those are organized and run, and all the volunteers serving independent organizations that are not doing this for the money. They're doing this because there's an urgency of need at this time in history. And so
isn't this it's a one weekend event, though, is it not?
This is a one weekend event that is really, Live H2O is June 19th to the 21st, 2009. It's a historic event. It is the most spiritually uplifting and important concert in Earth's history. It has profound implications, not just this weekend, however. It has ongoing implications insofar as, where are we going as a civilization? Where are we going as intelligent people? You know, we've had a lot of multinational corporation officials choose the path that we've followed so far, and basically we haven't gotten to advanced. You know, we call ourselves an advanced civilization, but in fact, I came back from New York last weekend. On the front page of the New Yorker magazine was literally feature story entitled Extinction of the Human Race. And so we're really looking at a time in history where we've got to make a choice, and the choice has never been greater, clearer, and in fact either graver or more uplifting. And that choice is simply, are we going to tell the truth? Are we going to tell the ways and look at the practical applications of what's called hydrosonics? Hydro, water, sonics is sound frequency vibration. That's the core creative technology. And if we want to recreate ourselves and recreate this planet, then that's what we've got to look at, are those truths.
Are you working with Dr. Emoto on this technology?
Yes, Dr. Emoto and I are long-term friends. In fact, you know, I have the privilege, actually down here in Orange County, to have opened for Dr. Emoto on the first lecture that he ever gave in the United States, on his first night in the United States with his first book in the United States. I actually got the first autographed copy of that book, and I showed it to Dr. Emoto some years later, and he was surprised to actually see it. But I have a water science mentor that was the same water science mentor that Dr. Masaru Emoto had, Dr. Lee Lorenzen, and he had a place in Orange County, developed the first structured water, and so we really go way back. And now it's a privilege, it's an honor for me to have witnessed Dr. Emoto's great success all over the world, but also to have been a small part in that success. He calls me his chief scientific validator and chief scientist, involved in really looking at everything that he's doing and how it relates to the most advanced fields of genetics, electrogenetics, water science, frequency resonance, bioenergetics, looking at the human body, body water that is, as well as all the water, as a liquid crystal superconductor. It's virtually the creative juice of the universe. And what Dr. Emoto's fantastic contribution is, that we all are just so thrilled to have him have made, is that this water, this incredible creative juice, has this intelligence. It's literally divine. It's that way in the Bible. It's talked about that in the book of Genesis. Genesis 1:1-2 tells you in the beginning there was the water, even before the Holy Spirit is mentioned in the Bible. Even before the Word was spoken, let there be light, there was the water. So water is really part of the triune God in theology, in Judeo-Christian and Muslim theology. It's revered by all of the cultures, whether it's Buddhism or Indian, Hindu. It's always consistent. Every culture, Hawaiian kahunas, everyone, the Aboriginal people of Australia, they're all celebrating with us Live H2O weekend because they all understand water is literally part of this divine substance, this sustaining creative juice. And Dr. Emoto's incredible work tells us that it's not only responsive to our prayers, just like angels, just like the Creator, but also this concept that it has a shifting of its actual structure, which means it's not only intelligent, but it changes its structure in such a way as to incredibly deliver personal messages to us. Messages that are very, very important, that speak to love, that speak to planetary sustenance, that speak to our own spiritual evolution and well-being as a civilization. So all of these wonderful contributions Dr. Emoto has made, we're here tonight in Laguna Beach, California to celebrate.
Okay, well, do you consider yourself a healer?
Do I consider myself a healer? I would say that pretty much all of us are really healers when it gets right down to it. You know, this concept, for example, of the living water being in each of us. And, you know, this concept that Jesus best demonstrated how he healed people miraculously was through his faith and trust. And whenever he did perform these miraculous healings, he would always tell everybody, it's by your faith and trust that you're healed. So faith and trust and prayer, the spoken word, which is very powerful, the creative technology, and this heartfelt, loving intention to produce a blessing is not unique to Jesus, it's not unique to Len Horowitz, it's not unique to Dr. Masaru Emoto. In fact, it's in every single one of you, and it's really a basic fact. So I think we're all natural healers, and I think right now we're engaged in a time of revealing that great truth, mm-hmm. and then getting beyond the mind control, the dumbing down of the population to make us believe that we've got to pop magic pills to cure every ill. How totally absurd. How we think that we've got to get vaccinated in order to have immunocapacity to resist infectious diseases. That's insane. In fact, all the science is actually showing that the most deadly of all of the diseases is iatrogenesis. It's physician-induced illnesses brought on by faith and trust in what I call medical deities, you know, MDs. It's paganism, and the Bible talks about that, and basically the Bible stories are full of times when pagans got judgment day coming. You know, they got what they sow. As you sow, so shall you reap. So where you place your faith and trust is extremely important in this age, and
are you saying that you believe in judgment day?
I believe that judgment day is happening every day. As a matter of fact, right now we know when we look at Dr. Emoto's work in water and water science and what this incredibly miraculous vibrating liquid crystal superconductor really is, it's a judgment apparatus. Judgment is like karma. It's the concept of what goes around comes around. As you sow, so shall you reap. Well, if you sow, for example, negativity, if you sow anger and resentment, hostility, even sadness and depressed articulations and feelings through your words, that sound, resonance energy, actually impacts every single water molecule in your body instantly. And so judgment is instantaneous. And all of this is incredibly just basic understanding from the magnificent work that Dr. Emoto has done to reveal the consciousness in water, the way that water responds to prayer, that water responds to words such as I love you or I hate you, and or it responds to beautiful music heartfeltly rendered in a way for healing versus some completely like dissonant energy vibration from the most unconscious types of music that literally break the structures of water, break the sacred geometry that is now been shown to be produced in response to heartfelt, loving intention and blessedness.
Okay, so are you, I mean, I know you're a doctor by profession, right?
Yes, I have 3 doctorates, actually. I have a doctorate of medical dentistry from Tufts University. I taught on the faculties of Tufts and Harvard University. I spoke on behavioral science issues and microanatomy. It's called histology. And I taught dental as well as medical students. And I have a master's in public health from Harvard. My area of special expertise beyond emerging diseases is in behavioral science, looking at the way the mainstream media manipulates people's minds to literally dumb us down, engage us into these deceptions that end up costing our lives, really.
So you're saying you specialized in media as a part of behavioral science, because that's
right,
not
exactly
actually what behavioral science
I specialize mostly in behavioral science, media health education, health promotion.
I see.
Yes.
So did you go through sort of a transition or a trajectory in your own journey, your own personal journey, that sort of changed the way you approach the medical field?
Oh, I did. I went through my own personal journey that was pretty intense, having lost a mother to a vaccination and ultimately didn't even know it when it was happening. I had to find out later that it was just hideous. The flu vaccines that they're even pumping out right now and telling us are so necessary. In fact, the urgency right now is people need to wake up immediately, because the Barack Obama administration is about to legislate every American getting 3 flu shots this coming fall, 2009. So we better wake up. I woke up too late. It cost my mother her life. And tens of thousands of Americans who received in 1976 the swine flu vaccine ended up with Guillain-Barré, an autoimmune disease that was devastating. And so this is what my mother received. And I didn't even know, in fact, at the time that she was dying, I was engaged in educating. And as a public health professional, the standard education that we all receive in dental, medical, public health education is that vaccines are safe and effective. And so I was actually teaching that. And so I'm likely responsible for thousands of nurses and physicians and dentists and hygienists to actually have been developed autoimmune diseases from inoculations of the hepatitis B vaccine that I heavily promoted, as literally somebody who had been brainwashed.
Well, I understand that you actually took your daughter out of school recently to avoid a vaccination. Isn't that right?
Specifically, it was the tuberculosis skin test. I took my children out of school in Hawaii, and we're not even living in Hawaii anymore. We're boycotting living in Hawaii because it is a completely barbaric and fascist state over there, whereby they literally do not even allow anyone, any child, even in private schools, to enter school without a tuberculosis skin test, which is virtually the same as vaccination. It's the same in terms of injecting into your bloodstream foreign proteins and foreign DNA and RNA, in this case with tuberculosis bacillus fragments. And so this wheal reaction that they call a positive test actually is a systemic reaction. They hide that fact. And so I did not want to give my children anything that would violate the sanctity of their Holy Spirit-filled temples. I honor my children. And they're very healthy without ever having been vaccinated against anything. We practice natural medicine. We're very conscious about what we eat, what we drink, and how we live our lives, ideally, minimizing stress. And so that this is what we've chosen to do, is pull our children out of this, unfortunately, indoctrination system that has been going under the guise of education.
Are you going to be staying in the United States with Codex coming down?
I think Codex Alimentarius legislation is going to impact everybody worldwide. And that's the concept is, quote unquote, harmonization for the entire planet under the guise of health and safety. It's actually a mechanism to regulate access to all botanicals, natural healing remedies, the homeopathics, vitamins, minerals, supplements, everything having to do with natural health and healing. It's part of this global industrial manipulation of the population and the decimation of our rights, our freedoms. And one of those freedoms is the right to God's bounty and nature's bounty. And that, you know, just the Bible is full of revelations and verses that talk about how the healing of the nations shall come by the leaves and the trees that line the banks of the water, the living water, which is our bloodstreams. So all around us we have all of these beautiful natural healing remedies. I work as an ambassador for the World Organization for Natural Medicine, and the project that is really dear to my heart and many of my colleagues' hearts is the Clinics for Humanity project, where all over the world we are establishing natural healing clinics and inviting residents to come and learn natural healing and serve in these places voluntarily. And at the end of 6 years, after studying in rigorous curriculums that are on the internet right now, we can certify their natural medicine degree and get them to the place where they can then become board certified, then licensed in a certain state, and then practice natural medicine as naturopathic physicians. So this is really important. If we don't do it now, this concept of natural healing and the wisdom of the elders and the natural methods of the holy medicine men and women, that will be gone forever. It's vitally important for our children and our children's children to sustain this brilliant wisdom.
Okay, but how is Codex going to affect that?
Codex Alimentarius legislation is intending to eliminate your access to all of the natural medicinals, as I mentioned, the homeopathics, the vitamins, the minerals, the supplements.
How will it affect the people graduating from your program that you're talking about? Will they be able to practice?
Oh, I see. I get your question. Well, in terms of the people that I am working with who are advancing the certification program for World Organization for Natural Medicine, the concept is that these people are going to be operating as sovereigns. For example, they are going to be entitled to practice medicine outside the typical statutory laws that really violate God's laws. And so it requires a whole different level of jurisdiction, of legislative recognition, and that's what we're working on various levels, various governments. Our latest wins have been in the country of Lebanon, and many of the... sadly, this is, I speak as a Christian Jew and American. Sadly, I have to tell you that the most advanced countries in the world are those Muslim nations, those Arabic nations, who understand what we're looking at here is an Anglo-American genocidal operation that Codex Alimentarius is actually advancing. It's a regulation of our basic fundamental understanding of health, of divinity, how it can impact humanity, natural ways of remedying all of the urgencies. You know, this is really what we've got to support. And so, you know, that's one of the things that we're doing with Live H2O, Concert for the Living Water, on behalf of our co-sponsor, World Organization for Natural Medicine, to advance this understanding and gratitude, literally, for all of the people in the Muslim world who understand that this is indeed a holy war. It's a holy war when you think of the fact that we are spiritual beings, and that to keep from us these natural remedies that the Creator had meant to give us so that we can sustain ourselves, that is a spiritual attack. And that's what Codex Alimentarius legislation is. That's what this whole flu vaccination campaign really is about. It's really about intoxicating with the number one foremost genocidal weapon, vaccination, the entire global population. And there are a lot of people that are not going to go along with it.
Okay, so what is your solution? You said something about becoming sovereign on the part of the natural practitioners. You're talking about receding from actually, you know, U.S. citizenship and doing all of that?
Yes, I have colleagues. I'm not an expert in that field, and I would highly urge everybody to study with some good experts in this field. Once you do, your eyes open. You begin to realize, gee whiz, you know, How did I get my birth certificate? What does my birth certificate really mean? What does my Social Security number really mean? What is it connected to financially in the global, in the global unity core, in the global exchange system, the uniform commercial code, and the systems of laws that really govern how money operates and how we operate in a jurisdiction of commercial law. And so these are very important areas of study. You know, rather than, you know, science and mathematics and even writing and arithmetic in grade school, we really should be taught, number one, fundamentally, who we are as human beings. What is our connection to the living God? You know, how does God live in us? And how does God operate in us? And, you know, what is this whole field of metaphysics all about? You know, how come some people are completely psychic? How did they get that way? What facilitates that? How can Leonardo da Vinci, his complete creative genius, which I am the author of the book, Love, The Real Da Vinci Code, where I've decrypted the real Da Vinci Code in this famous drawing, the Vitruvian Woman. There's a woman behind the man in that famous drawing with four arms, four legs, and a head. And that is really who we are. We're engaged in a cosmic balance that is mathematically, musically, harmonically administered, and that is all happening because of water and sound, frequency, vibration, which is mathematics. That's vitally important knowledge. You know, not just the truth that shall set us free, but the greatest truths, including know thyself. What are the greatest truths about you? And how do you then take those magnificent truths, those sacred truths and wisdom, and apply it in your daily lives? That's a book that we should be getting when we become parents, in how to raise, rear a child and be response-able, truly responsibility for another human being. We should have a manual on how to take care of that human being and a definition of what that human being really is all about. And so that's what we're engaged in right now. It's a whole transcendence. It's a whole paradigm shift. It's a whole spiritual renaissance. It's a celebration, ultimately, of humanity's finest revelations.
But what about the political situation? In other words, if your solution is sovereignty, do you think that the government is actually going to go along with that?
Of course not. You know, if the solution is sovereignty, the governments and the drug industrialists, what I call the military, medical, petrochemical, pharmaceutical cartel, are not going to go along with that, because everything that they're doing is engaged in just the opposite, a complete enslavement. From birth to grave, you're regulated, intoxicated, manipulated, mind-controlled, and that is ultimately something that is one of the truths that shall set us free, is just the recognition of that. You know, before you can practice medicine, you've got to understand diagnosis. The word itself says it all. Diagnosis, to know through the seeing through to the root cause. That's what the word means. So in order for us to treat ourselves and treat our social pathology, we've got to really see through to the root cause of it all. Right. And really, there's some fabulous, simple truths now that are extremely uplifting, that Live H2O Concert for the Living Water and everything that's written on the concert website, liveh2o.org, is going to be revealing, and people are celebrating internationally the revelations.
So you're interested in changing consciousness, obviously, in part through this event that you're taking part in. But what I'm wondering is, what is your solution for people that are facing this codex coming down sometime, I believe, in January of 2010?
Well, quite frankly, if you ask me what my solution is to Codex Elementarius and this global manipulation of the population, the answer is we don't have an answer. The Creator has an answer. I believe I have some awareness of what the Creator has in store for humanity. It would probably take us another half an hour for me to lay it out for you. But the reality is, I don't think most people, clearly most people, are not prepared to even hear the answer. Most people think that the answer is silly or foolish conspiracy nonsense. And so I can see, as anybody whose eyes are open to the current reality, that the future does not bode well for most people on this planet. The answer then lies not so much in the physical reality that's going on here, but literally in the transcendence of that, in the purification and the spiritual uplifting, virtually the emancipation of the burdened spirit that we all now have coming out of this culture, this American medical or global manipulative culture which we've been raised in, and we've established the beliefs and the behaviors consistent with that manipulation and indoctrination. Come out of her, my people, lest ye be infected by her plagues. That's virtually a quote from Jesus. So the reality is that you've got to come out of it completely. And there are ways, intelligently, reasonably, responsibly, to come out of this hypocrisy. And one of those ways is not going to get vaccinated, and it's not going to medical deities to solve every flu or every cancer that you've got going on. There's a whole other realm, again, when we talk about faith, simple faith and spirituality and metaphysical dynamics, and how all of metaphysics is now can be beautifully explained through mathematics as well as this hydrosonics, sound vibration on water. And that's what we're celebrating this weekend.
Okay, and you know, it sounds like you're aware of the ET visitation on the planet. You're not actually talking about that at the moment, but certainly there is an ET element that's been involved in what's going down here on the planet. Are you part of sort of the philosophy that believes that we are going to be moving into the fourth dimension?
Oh, that's a beautiful question. With regard to my view of extraterrestrial existence and whether currently we're engaged in this process in the spiritual renaissance sense of moving into another dimension, absolutely. I absolutely firmly believe that in my heart. And you're listening to me say that after years of me being really unsure. You know, I've been criticized and somewhat ostracized by the UFO community, because part of my lecture has been saying, you know, as a behavioral science expert, I can tell you that what we're witnessing on this planet is not normal human behavior. We're really not witnessing genocide as anything that represents love and empathy and compassion as we have most of us in our hearts. So there's a distinct difference. Somehow, a human being and another entity are at vast ends of a spectrum of how to care for each other or collaborate. And you know, the fact is that because I've been looking at it more from a behavioral scientist perspective, and then have had to come to the conclusion that it's not normal human behavior. Subsequent to that, I've now realized through personal revelations and experiences that we're dealing with the spiritual realm here. We're really dealing with the realm of the angels, and now I've experienced a lot of that, and so I've matured a bit, and I now can tell you that it is exactly as Jesus said. It is not against flesh and blood with whom we do battle. There are battles going on. And then, you know, I also go back into my love for the Bible and the Old Testament to the Nephilim, the fallen angels, and the Elohim, the multiple gods. When the Creator said to his friends, he says, hey, you know, guys, let us make man in our image. That's in the Torah. So basically, it obviously recognizes that there are other lesser gods. There are spiritual entities. The Nephilim, Genesis tells us, outlive the flood. Those are the fallen angels, the Herculeans, the supermen. And so,
Do you believe that they're going to return soon?
Do I believe that the
Nephilim?
Well, I don't have any opinion on whether or not the Nephilim are going to return soon. I think that a lot of what I'm witnessing in government malfeasance, official malfeasance, and the manipulation at the highest levels of government, it's obvious that those people are very dark. They've got a lot of dark energy. And so are these supermen? Are they aliens? Or, you know, it really, you know, it's kind of like an academic question. The more important question is, what are we going to do about it right now to facilitate this extremely beautiful and blessed expansion of our own love, our own hearts, our own transcendence of the physical manipulations. You know, it's a complete miracle and, you know, grace of God that we're still alive here. We've been so polluted, drinking fluoride in the water, chlorine in the water. The food is contaminated. The pesticides in the foods and the water supplies, the hormones that have been injected into the chickens, into the beef, all of these ways that we've been intoxicated, the air that we're breathing, chemtrail spray, pesticide spray, it's really a miracle that we're still here. So there's obviously a truth and a very high wisdom to we physical beings come out of the spirit. And so for literally salvation's sake, physical salvation's sake, we've got to move into that spirit. And I believe that's what the Christian concept of rapture really is about. That's what I believe when Jesus said that you will be on the earth, but no longer of it. That's what I believe he was talking about, that metaphysically now we're advancing, opening our hearts, getting into the frequency vibration of divinity to bless humanity maximally that will sustain us and nothing more.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Len Horowitz. This has been quite a encapsulation, but very, very, very well done. You're a very good speaker, and I appreciate all the energy that you put into this. What I'd love to do is invite you on to our radio show. It's obvious that you have areas where we could drill down into some of the things you've done in the past, some of your understanding of the global situation, various countries, what's going on there. I'd love to talk to you about Africa in more depth. Like to hear what your thoughts are about Europe, about what's going on in Europe versus what's going on in the U.S., China, you know, the different areas of the world, because not everywhere is actually experiencing this sort of shift we're going through in the same way and at the same pace, if you will. So I think that's actually sort of becoming the question of the day with the dollar going, you know, being actually thrown out. It's as if the U.S. is being targeted to go down first, if you will. And I'd love to hear your thoughts on that.
Sure, be happy to join you.
Okay, great. All right, thank you very much.
Pleasure.